Hey, what's up? It's your girl Glorilla, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show podcast. Let's go!
Oh my gosh, good morning. We had the best time. Our daughter had a graduation party, and then something awful happened. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay. Ava Matic is having this huge graduation. It's her week. It's her whole week, right? We're getting everything ready, and the air conditioner in our house goes out.
The compressor is broken.
It's literally the compressor. The guy's like, I did everything I could and nothing is happening. Nothing is fixing this thing. So it is 85 degrees in our home. Thank goodness we didn't have the party at our house. And it was a last minute decision too.
Last minute I said, do you know what? I don't know if I want to have the parking problem is going to be too much. Let's just do it over at her boyfriend's house. Yeah. And that was the best thing ever because can you imagine if we would have had all those people over here with no AC, dude?
It wouldn't have happened. I would have canceled the party and ruined everything.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine because nobody. I wouldn't have went. I would have been like, no, that's a hard pass on that one.
Or you would have dropped in and said, I'm leaving because it was so hot. It was so hot at the house and they can't fix it till today. But I mean, it will be fixed today, which is really good.
So they say. Well, hopefully. No, I mean, fingers crossed.
Yeah. I mean, I will give it up to the HVAC people because the woman was in touch with me all weekend. She texted me on a Sunday and she said, ma'am, we're going to be there tomorrow. We called train. They called us. They got a customer because they went above and beyond.
That's the way to look at it. That's the way to stay optimistic in the dire times of no air conditioning. That's the way to do it there.
I had to get up at 2 a.m. and take a cold shower and then take another one before we hit the studio because my armpits and bits were not fresh.
Did you try the frozen water jug trick?
What is the frozen water jug trick?
Where were you yesterday? No, what is that?
The frozen water jug trick is what got me through the down and out air conditioner of 2023. I'll never forget that moment in my life. Yeah, you freeze two water jugs and then you place them behind a fan so that way the cool air is going through the fans. And that's actually what helped me survive when my air conditioning went out.
Nobody told me about that. Luckily, it's only 85, right? So 85 in the house is, I mean, it is horrible, but it's not
unbearable. As I said, this is just an inconvenience, not a crisis.
It's a crisis on a Mac. I feel like it's a freaking crisis. Anyway, Anthony, how hot was it in your house when you were going through this?
I don't remember actual temperatures. I just remember scorching and laying there being dramatic in my underwear.
Thank you. I had swamp booty. I told him, I have swamp booty. This is not okay. Either way, we're getting it fixed today. And Ava Maddox's graduation, which is tomorrow, she'll be nice and cool while she's getting ready. She won't have to be all sweaty.
But speaking of the graduation party, that went really, really, really well.
It was so good. Nice. And we didn't think anyone from our family was actually going to show up because we're having another party for her later in New Mexico where all the family lives. And my daughter, Stasia, showed up and Ava Matic cried. Stasia Matic walked in. And I mean, it was just so I'm getting emotional right now. She surprised her. And it was wonderful to see those two sisters hug it out like that and just spend their time
together. It was definitely the highlight of the party.
Yeah. Thank goodness it wasn't here because she came to the house. She said, Mom, I'm sorry. I love you, but I'm going to my hotel room. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Today we have National Streaming Day. On average, the average American spends over 7 hours a day consuming some type of digital content. But this one is geared towards your digital streaming platforms like your Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, whatnot.
All right, what are you streaming right now, Anthony?
I'm watching my classic Workaholics, one of my favorite TV series of all time.
All right, DJ Automatic?
I'm watching Atypical. It's about this kid that's on the spectrum. I'm really into it right now.
Oh, I'm watching Ratatouille.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Staying with someone for fear of being alone is hard because then you have to settle with being unhappy. I'd rather be alone than miserable.
Double-edged sword.
It is automatic. It is. And Janae's on the line and she figured out how to get away and conquer the fear of being alone. Good morning.
I told myself I'm not going to go through what my parents went through, because my parents went through a similar situation, except, back then you didn't have no DM or nothing like that. It was more like, you meet them through your family friend or whatever.
No, you're right. You have a family across town or whatever. We all know the stories, girl. And then you mention your family. You're like, I'm not putting up with this because you have a choice now. Our abuelitas, our grandmothers, our aunt, great grandmothers, they didn't have choices. They had to stay.
Yes. And I remember as a child, going through that, even for her, hurts me because as a child who went through that, parents doing that to each other and knowing my parents did that to each other, it sucks. It think about your kid, because now it's not about you anymore. It's about your kid, you know, and you don't understand the trauma you can cause to your child.
And you don't want your kid to repeat the pattern.
Exactly.
You don't want that. You know, why are you going to put your kids in those situations? And it's sad because there's people like that I know personally that are continuing that. Get with a married man or get with this. And it's, why are you doing that to your child?
Why are you doing that to yourself? That's no self-respect either. Janae, are you married now? Are you happy now?
Oh, yes. I'm very happy. You know what I mean? Like, I found somebody, you know, so it took me 5 years. I was by myself for 5 years. A single mom for 5 years until I found the right person.
There you go. You know, right person. That's how you do it.
Yeah, because you can't just wait around for somebody to get it together. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you think you're in love, but you're not in love. You know, it's just the fact that you don't want to be by yourself. That's people's problems.
That part right there. And some people are scared to say it. You're afraid of being alone. Janae, thank you for sharing your story. Girl, call back anytime. Love you. Thank you for listening, Mama. Bye.
Thank you. Love it. Bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller, Natalie, was in a bad situation as well. So, Natalie, talk about how you finally got away from this person and overcame the fear of being alone.
I know what it's like to be in that relationship and be completely broken and not feel like you have anything left to give anymore. So you just hold on to the desperation of maybe he'll pick me.
Yes.
And it's just so heartbreaking. Like, am I enough?
How did you get into that situation yourself?
The words that she just used, that you just used, pick me, am I enough? That's how you start to feel and think. Like, it's me. It's not me. You know, it's not him. He's not the bad person. I'm not worthy. When did you reach the point that you said, I'm done. I can't take it anymore.
In my first marriage, I mean, my first husband was still hooking up with his first wife when he would go pick up his kids. I didn't even know he had kids when we first started dating. Like, I didn't know anything. All the red flags were not enough for my young little dumb brain to pick up on, and we got married and we had two children, and it just never got better. He continued to sleep with her, sleep with others, and finally I decided my kids are enough and I am enough. And now I've been married almost 10 years and we have 4 great children, and it's a blessing. But, you know, going through those things is so hard.
Do you ever look back and think, who was that person? Because you're just not that person anymore. You're not that woman anymore.
No, I don't even know who she was. Like, she was just a young, desperate, sad girl who didn't pick herself, didn't have the self-worth to say, pick me. No, don't pick me. Me pick me.
There it is.
There you go. But you know what, Natalie? I always feel like I needed that because it taught me that I am worth loving. It taught me my self-worth.
Yeah. And now I don't put up with anything. My husband
that's
and I
right,
have
clear
communication. We work at it every single day. And that's the key, is putting in the effort and not just being complacent in sadness and loneliness.
Do you think part of the reason you stayed, and I don't know if it's just me or not, but you were afraid of being alone to a certain extent, that feeling of loneliness?
Oh, 100%.
I don't know what that
is. Being alone. And a lot of it too is, like I said, it's just not having the self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs a therapist. I believe in that 100%.
I'm with you on that one. What was your aha moment, though, where you're like, I'm leaving, I can't do
I'm
this
done,
anymore.
Yeah. When did it click that you just didn't even like that person anymore? Or were you already out of the relationship when you felt like you didn't like him anymore?
It's when I got my own apartment and we were still married, but I got my own space and the sense of peace that I had without him being in it. And then I ended up moving, and it was the best thing I ever did, was leave that whole life behind and start anew. Like I said, now we've been married almost 10 years and our kids are happy, healthy, and wonderful. And I'm proud of that girl for figuring it out.
There you go.
I'm proud of her too. I really am. Yeah. Do you still talk to your ex at all, even when it comes to the kids?
No, he hasn't spoken to them in 11 years. I haven't heard from him. No child support, no help, no nothing.
Damn, did you marry my ex? I'm just saying.
That's possible.
Anyway, thank you so much, Natalie. Please call back anytime. Love you, girl. 877-730-DCS1. Call us up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Miss Cassandra, have you stuck it out in a miserable relationship because you were so afraid of being alone?
Of course.
She's like, of course I did. How long did you stay in that mess of a, you know, a position? And then when did you finally get out and how did you do it?
I think it was about 6 years. We got a house together during the pandemic, even after I found out he was cheating, had multiple affairs.
I still
gave him the benefit of doubt. I got tired of it because I knew it was a cycle that wasn't going to change. And I was losing my mind, my money, my resources. And I left. When he went to work, I left. And I hope he's hearing this. I took the refrigerator. I took everything that was mine, rightfully so. Mm-hmm. And I got an apartment. And I never looked back. And it's been about maybe three years now.
3 years.
I'm married. I have children now by my husband.
Let's
and
go.
He has tried to reach out. He's trying to reach out. And I sent him a picture of my marriage license.
Hello.
It wasn't easy. I really had to, despite all the advice that I had received from everyone about leaving, you're not going to leave until you're ready. And I had a child that I had a child that was looking up to this, that relationship that was not his. And I was setting a terrible example. And I got into a really dark place that I had never been in before. And I realized that I wasn't going to let him take control over that anymore.
You know, Cassandra, I think from the moment you called, when I heard, I was, you know, my mind and my money, those two things right there, when someone starts ruining that part of your peace, you've got to go. You've got to go. And it took you that long. And I understand that because I've been there too. When you said your child, I remember when my oldest daughter, Kirsten, started getting older and she witnessed some things that I can't believe I allowed her to even see. I'm ashamed when I look back, like, oh my gosh, because you're establishing that as normalcy for a relationship. The child thinks, well, this is the way it's supposed to be. And I'm the one that taught him that. You know, it's like, no, that's not the way it's supposed to be. I want what's best for her. And the advice I always tell my friends is, would this be the relationship you wish for your child? If the answer is no, then it's time to go.
I agree 100%.
Cassandra, thank you for sharing. Yeah, I hope he's listening too, though. Good luck and goodbye.
Thank you.
Love you, Cassandra. Bye.
Bye. I love you guys.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I thought grocery store delivery is supposed to make life easier. Anthony, you made your own life harder.
Dude, so yes, I had a big adulting fail. All right, so I got a discount code for 40% off of online grocery deliveries.
Oh that's great.
40%?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So I open up the app. I'm getting through there. I'm being very proficient, very grown and mature, ordering my meals for the week, fruits, veggies, everything.
Saving yourself money.
Dude, and like I was proud of myself at that moment because I was making healthy decisions. Mm-hmm. And then I got down to the sweets, and I saw the banana pudding for $1.98.
Which is incredible price for it's already made banana pudding.
I pay $5 at Bucky's for a large cup.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm thinking this $1.98 is maybe like a snack size serving of banana
pudding.
Like
a little cup, like a tiny cup.
Yeah, dude. Fast forward to delivery day. The driver gets to my apartment, gives me my first 5 bags of groceries. Then he circles back to his car and turns around with 2 full pints of banana pudding. And the look he gave me when he gave them to me like was like he's handing me like a medical prescription. He's like, here you go, bro. Like, I was like, oh my God.
Now he's probably thinking, who's the single guy that loves banana pudding?
Exactly. Are you gonna bathe in this?
Dog, I was there for the next 24 hours eating out of that whole pint like a raccoon. Oh. Just going at it.
You both finished banana pudding?
No, I tapped out. I got through the first pint pretty good, and then the second one, I was like, no, I felt like that kid from Matilda who eats all the chocolate cake.
Yes!
I was like, bro. I love banana pudding till this day still, but moral of the story is, when you're online shopping, just make sure, you know, you check the serving size before you click it.
It's all about the details.
Yes.
I just ordered toilet spray for our house, and I thought I ordered the big spray. I was like, oh, it's on sale. It's so cheap. It's like 2 sprays, and we're done. No wonder it's so cheap.
That's why I told Dana she's got to stop with the ordering of the groceries because she ordered baked potatoes so we can have them with our steaks the other night.
Automatic.
They literally sent us 2 mini baked potatoes. They were like 3 inches long.
What?
It's like one bite.
They're like, those like half a bite.
Yeah, that little ratatouille potatoes.
And automatic said, what am I supposed to do with this? I said, what is that? He's like, that's your baked potato.
Oh.
Ultimate fail for me delivering groceries. You remember, I had our Christmas groceries delivered to the wrong house. That was the worst.
That's a first world problem.
No, and you know, this has happened several times. I actually had a whole delivery sent to my daughter's house, too.
Hey.
I didn't know where it was. I was like, well, it says
it's delivered. Oh, you sent it to Kirsten's. I do remember
yes,
this.
Yes, and I finally realized I had sent gifts to her for Christmas. And so anyway, I looked and I saw the address and I called her and I said, Mija, I sent you my groceries. She said, I was thinking, who ordered all this Ben and Jerry's?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Update on the Diddy trial. Yesterday, Dawn Richards, she was in the group Danity Kane that Diddy started. She says that one of the biggest superstars in the world witnessed Sean Combs abusing Cassie. Did he step in and who is he? I'll tell you right now. But first, DJ Automatic, celebrity birthdays.
We got Busta Rhymes celebrating today, Omar Apollo, and Cher.
Danity Kane is a girl group that Diddy started.
Yes.
And Dawn Richards is one of the members. Now, she testified in court yesterday that Usher witnessed Cassie being punched in the stomach by Sean Combs. And Neo was also present, along with other stars. Nobody intervened at all. In fact, she said the horrible part about this whole thing, of course, that Cassie was abused, but that she felt guilty and embarrassed that she was treated that way. Instead of anybody stepping in
and helping
her. I
mean, she's a victim of domestic abuse. That's what happens with women. Usually they start to believe they start to believe it was their fault. And then as far as, you know, Usher and Neo and everybody being around and seeing it, we're going to hear a lot of names that are going to be coming out. And we're going to, that saw a lot of different things.
You have no idea how disappointed.
The very, very beginning of this.
How disappointed I am that people witnessed this type of abuse and nobody said anything. Dawn Richards said, I talked to Cassie and I told her you need to leave. And Cassie knew that. She understood. But as you mentioned, DJ Automatic, she was in this relationship. She was already being emotionally, physically, and sexually assaulted. She just did not know how to stand up for herself at this point. She was broken down. Dawn Richards said there was another occasion where they were cooking and that he assaulted her with a pan and eggs and there was breakfast
involved. With a frying pan, yeah.
Yeah, so that was another occasion. She also said at one point she was in the studio and that Diddy told her, I can lock you in here. Nobody will know where you are. Where I'm from, people will disappear if they talk. So you can say whatever you want to say. So threatening her as well. There, everybody, though, in the group, Danity Kane, has spoken out against Diddy. There's a lot of women that have been speaking out for years. And until the video of Cassie going through that horrendous beating in LA in that hotel room, nobody believed these women. And everybody put him up on a pedestal. I am so proud of these women for standing up and really facing him and speaking the truth, speaking their truth, finally.
One of the sketch artists from the case is actually talking about how Diddy looks inside the courtroom.
He's an executive. He looks to me like he's really in charge of this case, of his lawyers. He's handing them notes. He's very attentive. And so he's not ignoring anything, even the most difficult testimony we've all experienced in the courtroom. He is very focused.
Well, I'm sure he is. His life is on the line right now. And I think I'm mostly disappointed in Usher and Automatic. I don't know how comfortable you are with me sharing this story, but I'm going to share it anyway. A couple of years ago, a woman you went to school with in college reached out to you on Facebook and thanked you for intervening when you all were at a college party and a group of men who were there almost took advantage of her and she was inebriated and you stepped in and stopped that. And she remembered it and she wanted to thank you. It only takes one person to step in and stop people from acting foolish. The fact that this man continued doing this and nobody stepped in is beyond disappointing.
I just did what I felt was right at the time, and that's how my mom raised me. Just she always said, you stick up for a woman if she's in a bad place, or you say something. Don't let anything just happen to people.
That's why God made you a girl, Dad.
And have I not said from the very beginning, since you've known me, that Diddy is a P.O.S.?
Since the beginning.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Demaree Ardell Wilson is suing Whataburger for $1 million because they put onions on his burger and he said no onions.
Oh, what? About time. As a man who...
Anthony!
I am anti-onions on my burger, and you know what? I kind of stand with Mr. Wilson here. Somebody had to take this to the next level.
Pick them off.
Oh.
Open your burger and make sure the order is right. What are we doing here? They're just onions. Pick them off. Flick them into the trash can like the rest of us.
Is this man allergic to onions or something?
Automatic, yes. He claims he's allergic to onions, but he's filed multiple lawsuits against
other places. Yeah, I saw he filed against Sonic.
For putting onions on his burger.
For $1 million.
Yes, it's time that me, Anthony A., and my representative and my client, Mr. Wilson here,
Time for you guys to get paid.
Yes, we're tired of being underrepresented by the people who think that it's just a, oh, it's a taste thing or it's a flavor thing. No, it's a medical condition for some people.
It's a medical condition.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. He's had some kind of, you know, hospital bills. He did have to go to the doctor. But did he die?
For onions?
That's what I'm saying, automatic. I'm not so sure.
I mean, I just got a to-go order of E. coli from Chipotle the other day, and I'm not trying to sue them.
You didn't even call them and let them know, which I told you. You need to call them and tell them, because there might be
something... What are they going
to
do? What if I call them, I mean, maybe I could sue them.
Dang. What'd you do?
No, automatic.
You could, dude. Yeah, is this just a silly suit against Whataburger? On the surface, it is. But when you step back and you peel that extra layer of onion off, you get down deeper, you get that, man, are we attacking the insurance issue here in America?
No,
I think we are.
I guess not. And to be honest, I always go back anyway if they get my order wrong.
Really? Right away?
But I'm the person that will call. I am going to call you and let
you
know.
That's why I married her, because I'll say, Dana, call them.
I will call and let them know, hey, I ordered this, that, and the other, and log my name down. And at least half the time, I'm going to go back and get my stuff.
Do you know how many free pizzas we've gotten?
They're not free.
Over 30 minutes in delivery time. And guess what? Dana actually calls and says it took longer. And then we'll give you a free pizza.
If I order pepperoni with jalapeno, that's what I want. I don't want pepperoni with green peppers or whatever you're throwing on there. Don't you think you should call?
Yeah, I do.
I know it's not just me that does that.
No. Well, not you, but the ability to call back and get free pizza is one of the coolest things about you. That's really dope.
And also at a restaurant, I'm sorry, I used to serve. And I know it's not the server, unless you wrote it down wrong. Sometimes it is the server. But if my order is wrong, I'm going to tell you, take it back to the kitchen and bring it back right. And I'm not rude about it either, because I don't want anybody doing something to my food.
You don't always have to be rude.
No, automatic.
No, you don't. But I don't know what it is about me. I'm similar to automatic, where it's like, if something's wrong with my food for the majority of the time, I'll just take it.
Do you know how many times I've picked a hair out of my food and been like, eh?
Yeah.
Automatic is the king, though. Every time we eat out, every time he gets a hair in his food.
Ew.
Even at the house, but at least it's my hair.